Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. If you would like to have your business showcased in our next magazine, please visit sparkplugpr.com and fill out the application to begin the selection process. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about physician-supported medical weight loss. Our guest today is a board-certified obstetrician and gynecologist with extensive training in bariatric medicine. She is a graduate of the University of Georgia and obtained a Doctor of Medicine degree from Morehouse School of Medicine. Today, she is the founder and president of Chabela Center for Medical Weight Loss in Newnan, Georgia. We are excited and honored to have on the phone today a woman who is committed to helping people win the war against obesity with her unique physician-endorsed and supervised weight loss program. Dr. Benita Stevens, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Hello. How are you today, Spark Plug?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm excellent.
All right. I was wondering what happened to you for a minute. Okay. Are you ready to talk about physician-supported medical weight loss?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, let's get right into it because we know you are extremely busy, okay?
Okay.
Tell our listeners, what exactly is the physician-supervised medical weight loss program and why it is so important to a person's weight loss success?
Well, a physician-supervised medical weight loss program is one where you actually have a physician who's monitoring your progress on a weekly basis. You know, the benefit of having this program is the fact that I do have extensive training in obesity-related issues such as high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, some of those things that constantly you know, affect people with chronic medical disorders. So, you know, being able to, you know, monitor their blood pressure medications, their diabetes medication, helped me to be able to change up their weight loss program as well because, of course, if you're putting a patient on a very low-calorie diet and they have diabetes, you have to take into consideration that their blood sugars can drop extensively. So just being able to have all those factors at play and take those into consideration, I think, is a definitely added benefit.
Sounds like it. With your personalized medical weight loss program, are there any special foods to buy, or are your patients able to shop on their own?
Well, you know, I have several different programs, and it kind of just depends on what the patient wants. So I do programs where they can actually purchase the supplements from Chabela, and then I also have programs where the patient is going out and purchasing their own foods from the grocery store. I think it's good to have a variety because, you know, patients have different needs. So sometimes when they initially come in for the program, it's a matter of, you know, having a more of a rapid sense of weight loss. And then later on in the program, it's more about maintaining that healthy lifestyle. So, of course, you can't survive off of protein shakes and bars for the rest of your life. So eventually you want to make the transition to getting back to regular food.
Beautiful. Well, how can a person find out if your program is right for them?
Oh, that's easy, Spark Plug. All you got to do is come in for your initial consultation. At Chabela Center for Medical Weight Loss, our initial consultation is only $19. You come in, we give you, you know, we do an in-depth history and physical. We do a brief physical exam, and then we do a body composition analysis. And with that composition analysis, we're able to look at your height, your weight, look at your BMI, you know, look at your amount of fat that you're carrying in certain parts of your body, and then we can come up with a weight loss program that fits your particular needs because everybody's needs are different, and it just depends on the individual person and what type of goals they're trying to accomplish.
And you can get all this initially for only $19?
Only $19.
Unbelievable. Well, your medical weight loss program begins with a body composition analysis. Why is this so important?
Well, the benefit of the body composition analysis is that it makes weight loss more scientific. You know, we have a unique scale that the patients get on. It predicts their weight within 1% accuracy. It's going to tell you your fat percentage, which is actually a better predictor of your health component compared to just looking at your BMI or your weight. So, you know, using this scale, when patients join a particular program that I have, we can actually predict, you know, after 6 weeks of being on this program or 12 weeks of being on this program, this is the amount of weight that you can expect to lose.
Wow. Okay, well, B12 injections are a part of your program. What is a B12 injection anyway, and how does it contribute to weight loss?
Okay, so, you know, vitamin B12 is a natural vitamin that we all have, and simply put, vitamin B12 just gives you extra energy. It's not so much that it's going to cause you to have additional weight loss. We use B12 because we know that it converts carbs into glucose, and this can lead to you having more energy. And what I found is that in general, you know, after working, you know, 8 or 12 hour shifts, most patients, when they come home in the evenings, they don't feel like going to the gym to work out, or they don't feel like, you know, walking around the neighborhood or jogging. So with the vitamin B12 injection, it's just an added boost to get, you know, that you can use so that you can continue to commit to that program and make sure that you're getting in your workout sessions.
Well, let me just ask you this question, just as an aside. Now, you're a certified, board-certified OBGYN. Why did you decide to get extensive training in bariatric medicine when you were in college, when you were in at the Morehouse School of Medicine?
Well, you know, actually, my training with bariatric medicine, I guess you could say it probably started a little bit before that. I was a athlete in high school, and my major in college was actually exercise and sports science, because I initially wanted to be a physical therapist. So all in college, I learned about exercise physiology and, you know, did all of that stuff. And so I learned a whole lot about the body and, you know, the role of exercise. But I went ahead and went down the medical school track and, you know, did a little bit of OBGYN, but eventually I got back to the same place I started in. You know, I realized that as patients were coming into the office, they were constantly asking me what is it that they could do to help them lose weight. You know, it would be, you know, you come in for your initial visit for your annual exam or for some other problem, and then, you know, as they're walking out the door, it's, oh, by the way, what can I do to lose weight? Well, you know, that's not a five-minute conversation. So, you know, after seeing that, I decided that I was going to look into some programs that help promote weight loss. I just kept constantly seeing how people were plagued with obesity, and I decided to get some more training so that I would be able to help my patients, because I knew that just telling them, oh, well, you want to eat better and exercise 3 to 4 times a week wasn't going to be enough to actually see some real benefits when they came back for their follow-up visit.
So it sounds like you really have a passion for what you do.
I do.
All right. Let's get back to your medical weight loss program. Now, appetite suppressants are a part of your program. Now, how long does a person have to take your appetite suppressants?
You know, it's really not a prescribed time, you know, for being on the appetite suppressant. Traditionally, you're going to start off with at least a month of taking the appetite suppressants. And, you know, in some programs I've even seen where, you know, patients have been on there for 12 years. But basically my goal is to look at the patient's progress over at least a month, see how it's helping them, see what kind of effects they're having from it, and then kind of just reevaluate. And so, you know, if you've achieved the amount of weight that you want to lose, then we can transition more into more of a maintenance therapy. But if we still have a ways to go, it may take, you know, 3 to 6 months of being on the appetite suppressant to get you to your goal weight.
Okay, well, I'm sure we may have some people wondering, what's the difference between your appetite suppressants and the appetite suppressants people can buy at, say, a Walmart or a Walgreens?
Well, I guess the thing is that when you're buying stuff over the counter or even off of, eBay and those type things, you don't necessarily know exactly what you're getting all the time. With these appetite suppressants, that, you know, they are medical drugs that we commonly use. We know the side effects. We know, what's expected to happen when you take those drugs, and we know how to modify them. With some of the over-the-counter medications, we don't have a lot of insight on how to modify the drugs when people are experiencing different side effects from them. So, you know, that's why, you know, I caution patients about, you know, using various different supplements that you don't know a whole lot about, because you just don't know how to modify them and what the end result is going to be with the use of them.
Okay. Well, what are some of the common side effects from appetite suppressants that you've seen?
I think the most common ones would be, you know, people do feel a little bit jittery. Sometimes they feel like, you know, their heart is beating a little extra fast. And then I think probably one of the biggest one is because they do give you somewhat more energy when you're taking the appetite suppressant, sometimes you can find yourself having a hard time going to sleep at night. So a lot of times when the side effects are a little bit more than desired, we're able to, you know, cut the dosage in half, and then we have other ways of delivering the medication to them. You know, there actually are some what we call centramine lollipops, where you're able to get the medication through a lollipop, and the medication is more evenly distributed throughout your system, so you don't get that initial jolt that you can sometimes get when you take a pill.
Well, Dr. Stevens, it sounds like your program has really covered all the bases.
We try to. That's our goal, is to make sure that we can just help people meet their needs in every way possible.
All right. Well, I read on your website that you have a meal replacement plan. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Sure. Yeah, the meal replacement plan is a plan that I use through the Center for Medical Weight Loss program. I really like this plan because it actually, we know exactly what the caloric count is, and you can actually, predict the weight loss better when you know exactly how much a person is taking in. Sometimes, you know, when we're at home cooking foods, we do our best to calculate how many calories is in it, but, you know, we're off. But with these meal replacement programs, you know, it's already been calculated. We know the exact amount, and so that's how we're able to predict the weight loss so accurately. But we have protein supplements through shakes, bars, and we have soups as well. And with these meal replacements, you know, you're pretty much replacing your entire meal through these bars, shakes, and soups. And, that's done for either a 6-week program or for a 12-week program. And we do that because, you know, what we found with obesity is it's really about breaking old habits, getting rid of some of those food addictions that we have. And we know that it takes about, you know, on average 21 days to break a habit, sometimes more like 2 or 3 months to break a habit. So if you get rid of the food that you're normally putting into your body, just taking it completely out, starting with these shakes and protein bars and soups, now once you've lost the weight that you're desiring to lose, we can start transitioning you back to regular food, and you don't have to deal so much with those addictions and cravings that you had in the past.
All right. Well, how much weight can a person expect to lose every week on your program?
So it really depends on the program. On average, it's somewhere between 2 to 3 pounds, sometimes up to about 5 pounds. Some programs that I have are geared to a more rapid weight loss, and some programs are focusing on, a steady change, you know, more of a change in your lifestyle. So it really does depend on the type of program that the patient chooses.
All right. Well, tell us about your results-oriented, customized exercise program. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of my favorite parts. Like I said, I still try to run, about 3 to 4 times a week myself. And so what I do with the exercise programs is, again, I use that exercise and sports science background that I have. And, you know, I look at the patient's background. You know, were you a runner in the past? You know, were you an athlete? Are you someone who's just at the beginning phase, who never, you know, went outside and walked, you know, that much or participate in any type of organized program? And with that being said, you know, I come up with a program that caters to them. So if you're a beginner, then we start off with the walk program. But if you're somebody who, you know, kind of been in the gym here and there but not very consistent, then I can put you on more of an intermediate-type program that will actually maximize the prior experience that you've had. You know, I have some people that come in and they're trying to target certain, you know, body parts, which, you know, it's kind of hard to lose weight in certain areas. But, you know, depending on what you've done in the past and what you're currently doing, I can give you some suggestions on some different workouts that you can do, you know, to kind of get closer to that six-pack that everybody wants to have.
All right. Well, you studied sports medicine at the University of Georgia. What was the greatest thing you learned about the body?
Wow.
The human body.
The greatest thing I've learned about the human body is its ability to repair itself. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, God has designed our bodies. You know, we kind of interfere with it and take it on different tracks that don't necessarily need to go on. But, you know, the body has been designed to really just fix itself. And I think if we get back to some of the more natural approaches and, you know, just doing those things that our ancestors did in the past, like, you know, being a little bit more healthier and getting some regular exercise in, we'll find out that our body will, you know, kind of fix some of those basic issues that we're suffering from.
Well, we have listeners in 35 countries around the world. Say somebody mm-hmm. over in Japan who may not be able to fly to Newnan, Georgia, where you are, what would you tell those people to do as far as weight loss? I know you told me the other day you got a call from London, and
uh-huh.
then I asked you if you had your program over there. What would you tell some of these people around the world that they could do to lose weight?
Well, actually, you know, they could just do some of those basic lifestyle changes. You know, some of the things that we could do, you know, just in everyday practices is have smaller portion sizes. You know, stop using the large plates. You know, fix your food on a smaller plate. Cut out some of those foods and drinks that we know are really causing a bad impact on our systems, like get rid of the carbonated beverages, you know, get rid of the alcoholic beverages on such a frequent time frame. You know, if you're drinking 3 cups of coffee a day, try to get it down to 1 cup of coffee a day. If you're not exercising, maybe look at your time schedule and see how you can add 2 or 3 days, you know, weekly, and then get that up to 4 or 5 days a week. So some of it is just about just really, really changing your lifestyle and making a greater effort to get back to those basic things that we know work, which is really simply changing the way we eat and exercising. You know, you know, if you really watch how much you're putting into your body and make sure that you're expending more energy, then you have no other choice but to lose the weight.
What are some of the best exercises you can do besides walking?
In the gym, a lot of people love the elliptical machine. I think it's a great machine to use because it doesn't put as much stress on your joints as pounding on the pavement with running and walking. Swimming, of course, is a great exercise. You know, definitely if you can swim, I always advocate swimming. A lot of people have taken a hold to the new Zumba classes because they're fun and they get you out there. You're dancing, you're expending the energy. So I tell people to take advantage of those classes, do something that's fun, and also working in your yards. Like a lot of times if you just get out there and you spend a couple of hours in the yard, you know, cutting the grass and, you know, doing some of those different chores, you can burn a lot of calories that way.
All right. Well, tell our listeners, how important is weight training?
So weight training is definitely key. I don't always advocate weight training initially because I definitely believe that you want to get that cardiovascular benefit at first to lose the weight and then tone up. Anytime, whenever you have more muscle, you're going to burn more calories with more muscle. So the goal is to have more muscle than fat. So weight training helps you do that. It helps you tone. And even with my women who are menopausal or postmenopausal, I definitely emphasize weight, you know, doing weight-bearing exercises with them because we know that once you start getting up, you know, in the older ages, you tend to lose more muscle and you really don't build any more muscle after age 30.
All right. Now, your program, is it just for women or are men welcome as well?
We definitely welcome men to the program. I have several male patients, and I also welcome adolescents and kids because obesity is not only affecting the adult population, but we're definitely seeing it affect our kids as well. You know, a lot of schools have taken exercise out of their curriculum, and what we're finding is that, you know, obese kids are turning into obese adults. You know, we are a society of convenience, and it's definitely showing by sitting at home, you know, playing the video games, eating the fast food, and it's starting with our kids. So I definitely try to work with the kids as much as possible as well.
So what's your best advice to a parent that's trying to get their kids away from the video games, away from the TV, away from the fast food? What's the best way for a parent to get their kids active and healthy again?
I think the best way is to kick them out of the house. You know, when they're coming home from school, get them out of the house. Get them signed up in an organized program at school. You know, we have so many sports that kids can take advantage of, whether it's soccer or football or baseball or cheerleading. There's so many things that they can be doing besides sitting in the house playing a video game for 2 or 3 hours. My advice is to just get them out of the house and don't introduce those unhealthy foods to your kids. If we think about it, the kids don't have cravings for carbonated beverages and for chips and candy and all this stuff until we give it to them. So if you keep it away from them as long as possible, then they're less likely to take advantage of it. Of course, you know, kids go visit their friends and they're out at school and they will be exposed to it. But in your house, you can control what's eaten. And so if you don't buy it, they can't eat it, at least when they're at your house.
Okay, you almost scared me for a minute. I thought you meant kick them out literally, okay?
No.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listeners, or would you like to leave our listeners with any final words about weight loss?
My final words would be, you know, I looked at some statistics recently, and one of them that just grabbed my attention was the fact that they're predicting that 42% of Americans will be obese in the next decade. And so, you know, what I want the listeners to think about is, you know, how can you change that? You know, what is it that you need to do in your life so that obesity isn't, you know, wreaking havoc on your body and your family? Obesity really is a chronic disease, and it requires lifelong treatment to manage, just like diabetes or high blood pressure. So we have to make an active effort to be serious about our weight loss efforts and not just being on a fad diet or jumping on some new exercise program. We have to make some lifestyle changes in our homes that will lead us to better lives so that we're not dying from the complications of diabetes or high blood pressure. So I encourage all the listeners to be consistent with your efforts, to be persistent, and take a sense of urgency about what you're doing. It all starts with one small effort, but the first step to any change is actually making a start and realizing that you need to change. So that would be my advice. And, you know, just realize it didn't take, you know, the weight didn't come on in 2 or 3 weeks, so it's going to take a whole lot longer than 2 to 3 weeks to get it off.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you or contact you, or how can they find Chabela Center for Medical Weight Loss in Newnan, Georgia? How can they get there?
So they can text Chabela to 55469, and they can get a text from me that gives them updates about what's going on with Chabela. We do healthy tips through that text marketing program. They can also visit us on Facebook and at the website at www.chabelacmwl.com, and we can be reached at 404-935-9944. Again, that's 404-935-9944, and we're right outside of the Atlanta airport in Newnan, Georgia.
All right. And spell Chabela for him, please.
Chabela is spelled C-I-A-O-B-E-L-L-A. Again,
all right.
That's C-I-A-O-B-E-L-L-A.
All right. And what's the number one reason why they should come out to Newnan, Georgia, to Chabela Center for Medical Weight Loss to see you?
Well, the number one reason is me. You know, they get to work with somebody that truly cares about their success, cares about their goals and helping them achieve those goals. And if they come out to see me, I can definitely promise that I would do my very best to help them achieve those results.
Well, listeners, now you have a friend in the weight loss business, Dr. Bonita Stevens, the founder and president of Chabela Center for Medical Weight Loss in Newnan, Georgia. Doc, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta, like Dr. Bonita Stevens. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another awesome job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio. We look forward to having you back here the next time. Thank you.